Presenting this week's story, The Thumbprint of Moses. Every person on planet Earth is unique. Each one has an identity, which often is represented by the person's thumbprint. Sometimes it is difficult to copy the unique grooves of a thumb. My fingers have played the piano for many years, and apparently my thumb grooves have nearly disappeared. People attempting to get good copies of my thumbprint have made poor copies or no copy. Fortunately, there's now better equipment for making thumbprint copies.
Just before the Moses of biblical fame died, his life of 120 years was still remarkably unique. He was strong, with good health. His eyes could see well, and he walked well. He knew from excruciating bad experiences the importance of wanting and following God's guidance. God had given Moses two important and difficult jobs. He was to lead the Israelites out of their captivity in Egypt and into Canaan. He was also to write God's message for the first books of the Bible. They would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Both jobs were impossible for Moses to accomplish unless he allowed God to guide him. God also would use the unique experiences of Moses. How would God's guidance and Moses, a mere man, bring divine writing and freedom from slavery?
Moses had grown up in the household of Pharaoh as a son of the daughter of Pharaoh. She had rescued him out of the Nile River when Moses' real mother, who was an Israelite, had tried to save his life by putting him in a basket in reeds by the banks of the River Nile. Pharaoh had given an order that Israelite boy babies be killed by midwives. Pharaoh was alarmed because the Israelite slaves were multiplying faster than the Egyptians. Pharaoh's daughter took the baby out of the water and raised him as her own son. Moses grew up in the household of Pharaoh, learning the wisdom and knowledge of Egypt. His training was unique for an Israelite. As a young man, Moses saw an Israelite being beaten by an Egyptian slave master. He grabbed the slave master and killed him. He tried to hide the body, but people knew that Moses, the prince of Egypt, had killed one of Pharaoh's servants. Moses had to flee. He escaped to the land of Midian and served as a shepherd for 40 years. While in Midian, he became the son-in-law to the priest of Midian. It would not be until Moses was 80 years old that God would call him to a very unique and wonderful ministry. God used Moses to rescue the children of Israel from their slavery in the land of Egypt.
God's divine plan had unfolded from Moses' placement in the river and surprising rescue by the Egyptian princess. Though born to an Israelite mother, he had escaped death by the Pharaoh. Moses' identity as an Israelite was hidden as he lived in the palace with the princess. Moses was divinely guided to lead the Israelites into God's plan. Today, Barbara Steiner and I, Carlos Gomez, are with you, fascinated with how God leads and gives freedom. Check out thisweekstory.com. Thank you.